Yeah, like I said, I haven't bought some since I'm not playing. I don't need the equipment. I actually need to get rid of it. I've got two bass guitars, two electric guitars, two acoustic guitars, my drums, my keyboard, three PA systems all sitting in the basement. So it takes up a lot of space at one end of the basement there, and I don't get to practice really anymore. I practice a little keyboard, a little acoustic guitar, but with my hands the way they are, that kind of makes it tough too. So, but yeah, and then I got end of year monitors. We went from floor monitors. We did away with those, and we went to in ear monitors and wireless mics and stuff like that. So wireless guitar systems and that. So a whole lot different than when I was doing things back in high school and college.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we've got to move towards the in-ear monitors, the wireless system there. We've got the capability on the board and everything else, but we haven't moved that way yet, and that's one of the things that needs to happen, because vocalists and musicians are needing the music so loud that almost don't have to run the house.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it, is with each one of those you can do what mix you want in your ear monitors. So, and then have it at a nice lower level. So with mine, I got the volume control right in the in my unit, so they can do the mix, and then I can control the volume just on my my pack. So a lot nicer, that's for sure. I can sure hear the vocals now. I can harmonize better. Well, good before. Harmonize a lot better, because now I can hear the monitors and not have to have them so loud down the floor monitors and that. So, yep, big way to go. Not cheap. I know back then when we bought them, just a set of it, a basic set. I mean, the one receiving or transmitting unit, and then each of the earbuds were $300 a piece, and then you had the transmitter, which was like six. So we had, like, you know, just for four of us, couple of thousand dollars tied up just into those, so not cheap either.
Nope, but neither is the other. If you have to replace a PA for some reason or another or floor monitors, that starts adding up too. So, and you have a lot better system there where you can control what each individual wants to hear.
Oh yeah, that's a whole lot better. Like I said, the last time, it was just the right mix to be able to, you know, boost a little bit more bass or a little more treble, or, you know, bring in more guitar work or whatever. It was a whole lot nicer. It was a whole new experience, and that's changed a lot of things. And the wireless guitar systems and that, being able to move, be able to go out when we were setting up or just doing testing and that. I could walk out into the audience basically as we were playing and get an ear, because we didn't have a sound engineer or anything, so we'd get an ear for what the sound sounded like to get the mix right.
Yeah, because what's being played up by you is not what's being heard in the house necessarily.
Oh no, that's what takes a talent. I mean, a sound engineer can, you can be the best band in the world and have a bad mix and we'll kill you. And I've been to many live concerts and it's been exactly it, that the sound mix was just terrible and just killed them. And, you know, you hear their studio and then you hear their live recording and it's kind of like, wow, that's not good at all. So a lot of talent in a sound engineer to be able to do that mix right.
Yep. And I've told them before at church, it says, you know, I'm helping you out right now, but my goal is to get someone else to do this, to bring someone else up and move them along and doing this. Before it was all analog, and then we moved to the digital system. But, yeah, I don't plan on being back there forever, but my intent was to get someone else to speed and step aside and let them take over.
Yep, I hear you on that one. On a lot of fronts here, like I said, for EC work, I was hoping that the one other guy that was part of Central Michigan group that was really getting into things and that, and then he moved to Detroit. Now he's over in Lansing working for the MSP communication system and that. I was hoping he would be my replacement, but then he moved on me, so that kind of went out the window. So I know how it is. It's trying to look for a replacement, and I guess the only way I'm going to have to do it is just retire at some point and say, Max, here, it's your job to find somebody.
Well, it's the same thing I was talking to wife about last night is somehow we've got to grow this and get some younger people interested and involved. And it's finding that to make that happen. And that's the challenge. Because if we don't find some young blood, it's just going to die out. The hobby's going to die.
Now, that's for sure. And the guys that we got in during pandemic are, you know, older guys that have the time to be able to do that or the time and the desire. And you're 20, 30-somethings, yeah, just don't see a value in it. And, you know, that cell phone is going to be their lifeblood, and they, you know, they can do everything on it, so they don't need anything else until that doesn't work. Like I said, I don't know how to solve that problem, and I don't think really anybody else has an answer either that it's going to be a problem for a while. All right, Rick, just pulling in the driveway here, and hopefully a package I've been waiting for. Come in. We'll wait and see. One thing said it was going to be, it was still in Kansas at that Overland Park, Kansas, and another one said it was out for delivery today, so I don't know what it is, but we'll wait and see. Waiting for a part for the 3D printer for it, and we'll wait and see if it came in today. So, all right, Rick, you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. KCHYVF, over to you.
Oh, very good. Very good, Ron. I'm seeing now that Prusas are being made in the United States in Delaware. And they also have a service center there, so they're making 3D printers there and making Prusament there as well. So that should save on some of the cost of getting it shipped here to the United States.
Yeah, I seen that too, and I also look Micro Center now, the printer that I bought in July, they dropped it $100 now. So $749 with the AMS for the Bamboo PS1 or P1S. Yeah, they dropped it $100 now. So that's a cool thing. The bad thing is I bought it in July and now it's $100 less. So but Creality came out with their new whatever it is, it's got a 300 by 300 build plate, so they're getting bigger, and I guess Bamboo's coming out, was supposed to have been one out for Christmas, but it got pushed back to the first quarter of next year, but they're still saying that might be because of the lawsuit they got against them from, supposedly stole some of another company's technology, so we'll see how that plays out. That would only kind of screw up the 3D printer world for home type of use if nobody could use that technology, those copyrights that they have, because a lot of it is what's in the new printer, so we'll wait and see. All right, Rick, talk to you later. KCHYVF clear.
Okay, Rod, have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KCHYVF, KCHVOA.